I thought that I was going as a missionary. We were on a working trip to Haiti, a very poor nation, and we were going as a group to work with a church down there that was trying to complete a building and to worship with them and to see the sights. And I thought to bring some encouragement to them, but they were the encouragement to me. I was a rich man in relation to them in the way of the world's goods, although I am not a wealthy man and never have been, and have modest means, as most Americans do. But compared to the people in Haiti, I was rich. But I found out that these Christian Haitians, these Haitians who were filled with the Holy Spirit, they were rich unto God, and I was poor compared to them. They had faith to believe God in the midst of hardship and struggle. They were joyful in their worship in the midst of much sadness. And I felt my spirit being lifted around them because they were rich in the things of God. I felt like a beggar. There was a church among those seven churches that John wrote to. It was the church at Smyrna. Listen to what Jesus says to the church that is at Smyrna. It's in Revelation chapter 2, verse 8. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things says the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know your works, and your tribulation, and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews, but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which you shall suffer. Look, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be you faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. You see, I found those Christians in Haiti lifted my spirit. They gave me of their wealth, and I left a more prosperous man. And Jesus knows all of that. He knows their work, he knows their trouble, and he knows their poverty, and he knows the opposition that they have. And he says, you may be tested, and you may have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I want that kind of faith. I want that kind of grace that makes me rich when I may be penniless, that makes me strong when my body is weak, that makes me mighty when I am in the grip of evil people. I pray, O Lord God, that you would give me that kind of faith, that kind of grace that those people in Smyrna had and my friends in Haiti. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.